On the phone line is Lisa Gill. Lisa joins us from Consumer Reports, where she is the deputy content editor. Lisa, this is John. You're on WGN. How are you?
John, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me today and talking about this topic of cough and colds and flu.
Do you guys always do this? The cover story is about the cough and cold, and it's Consumer Reports that's doing it. It's not a washer or dryer or a Toyota. It's the cold and flu. Is this something you guys do, take on a disease or the cold and flu season?
Absolutely. And you know what? Products, cold products, flu products that treat these two problems are definitely something we worry about because people spend so much money on them, $5.8 billion last year just alone. We can see, too, from national surveys that we've done and from secret shoppers that we sent out all across the country just earlier this year, that there are too many products on the shelves and the products that are there are confusing. And that was really why we dug into this. We wanted to help consumers understand what they were buying, what works, what doesn't, and just what they can skip and do at home instead.
And I guess first you have to sort of diagnose yourself a little bit. Is this a cold that I'm suffering from or the flu, right?
That's right. You know, a few of our very good health editors failed this quiz, and it's understandable. But you know what? Really quickly, a flu comes on hard and fast, typically, and with a fever. You have body aches and pains, and it's like you know when you have the flu, you need to rest immediately, not go to work or school if you can. You're also highly contagious. A cold comes on a little slower, usually starts with a sore throat. You might have a low-grade fever. Head might hurt a little bit, but the congestion comes usually a day or so later. You're still contagious also, but people still can go to work and go to school if they need to. But yeah, there's definitely a difference between the two. Like I said, I think most people know when they have the flu because it hits you so hard.
Do people try and go back to work too soon with these things?
Yes, absolutely. You know, the flu can be, you're typically out at least a week from work, but you may feel lousy up for almost 2 weeks. The problem with going back too soon is that you are not going to feel great and you still could be contagious. You really need to be fever-free for at least 24 hours and preferably 48.
I hate's not the right word because we've all been victim of this ourselves, but too often I think people are these workplace heroes. They're staying around work, slobbering and coughing and achy and, you know, because I'm here, we're going to get the job, whatever. I don't know what their rationale or motivation is, but I'm like, I know you're here for us, but I wish you weren't when you're like that, you know?
That's right. It doesn't really help anybody when you're there. You know, a lot of places these days you can work from home and there's no real need to come in and really be the hero. You're definitely not going to feel better as a result. But, you know, this is a good chance to say that's one thing that the flu shot will protect you from. Flu shots, when you get them, and, you know, it's still not too late. I mean, we are coming in right into the flu season, can reduce your risk of getting the flu by about a half, anywhere from 40 to 60%. This year might be different. The reports are still early. They do think it's going to be a pretty bad flu season, so I would encourage you to get the shot. But, you know, the other good thing about it is once you get that shot, if you do get the flu, it will help not be as severe. You won't suffer as severely, and you might suffer for a less period of time. It might be shorter, and that's a really good thing.
It's interesting, isn't it? I haven't got my flu shot yet. Shame on me, but they have different efficacies, the flu shots, each year. Some years it's great, and some years it's kind of a bust.
Right.
We don't know how we're going to – we don't have the results in for this year, huh?
That's right. It's a little, like I said, a little tough to tell, but it's still worth getting, especially if you're older or you are a woman who's pregnant or you have small children. Those folks definitely should get it. Or you have a compromised immune system for any reason. Maybe you have an ongoing illness. The flu actually hospitalizes hundreds of thousands of people every year. Flu seems like it's not a big deal, but it can get really serious really fast and set you up for other infections like pneumonia. And unfortunately, tens of thousands of people die as a result of just the regular old flu. So that's why getting a shot is so important. You can go into your local pharmacies. Almost every single pharmacy offers a flu shot of some kind. Obviously, at your doctor's office, and most insurance will cover it if it's too expensive.
Lisa Gill's the deputy content editor for Consumer Reports. How should I medicate myself if I've got the flu?
Well, you know what? It depends on what you have. But the first thing is you're probably going to have a fever and you're going to have body aches. And there's two things you can do for that. Tylenol, you know, acetaminophen, ibuprofen, or naproxen, so Advil or Aleve, that's going to help bring that fever down and help you feel better. But the home remedy there's excellent evidence for is chicken soup. Chicken soup does double duty. It has anti-inflammatory properties, which actually help reduce that feeling of just being so achy and in so much pain. And also a warm liquid for the broth of chicken soup helps you your throat feel better and will help your head feel better. So those ibuprofen, Advil, naproxen, Aleve, and Tylenol and chicken soup were definitely like your big first steps.
Your magazine said something that surprised me a little bit, and that was that a fever really in and of itself is not that serious a thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
because you know that old adage about fever, starve a cold, whatever. I mean, it's okay to let a fever run its course.
You know, you don't want it to go too high. You know, my max is about 101, but you know, and it's totally fine if you want to treat it because it makes you uncomfortable. You know, and if you don't want to take medication for it, you can use a cold compress just to help you feel better and maybe bring the fever down a little bit. But, you know, there's sort of mixed theories about it. I think it depends on your personal comfort level. And, you know, and for kids, you don't want the fever to get too high. 103 and up is definitely a cause for concern.
Right, but the fever is just evidence that your body's fighting this fight. And if you eliminate the fever, the body's still fighting that fight. But at least it takes away some of the uncomfortable symptoms of that war. So it's okay to treat the fever, but if you don't, that's not going to harm you that much either.
Exactly.
Fair enough. And then, so we're combating the fever or maybe the aches and pains. Didn't you guys also say something about acetaminophen, that we should be cautious about that?
Right. So part of our investigation, actually, which is all available for free in full online at consumerreports.org, this whole cover story that just came out on newsstands, you can go take a look at. There's a lot of information there. One of the things that we looked at were surprising side effects from just everyday drugs you see on pharmacy shelves, and one of them is acetaminophen. This product shows up in more than 600 products, products that are on store shelves. It's very safe for when you take it up until the daily maximum, which the FDA tells us is about 4,000 milligrams. But just beyond that, this drug becomes toxic to the liver and sends tens of thousands of people to emergency rooms every year for liver damage and liver failure. So you got to be very careful with the amount that you get every day, which is why we often suggest if you have multiple symptoms, buy one drug for one symptom. And that way you can control all the medications you're taking. Don't take one of those like multi-symptom products. And mostly because there's so much acetaminophen, you might wind up accidentally taking too much.
So, though, then I'm going to walk out of the Walgreens with maybe more products than I would otherwise. I'm going to get something for decongestion.
Right.
I'm going to get something for pain. And I'm going to get
by
symptom-specific products, you think.
Exactly. Now here's the thing about cost. Because there's definitely, you're right. You may be winding up buying 2, 3, or even 4 products. Our suggestion is go generic whenever possible.
Mm-hmm.
The active ingredients for over-the-counter drugs, for both the store brand or the generic brand versus the branded drug, it is the exact same ingredient. They may look a little different. The pill may have a different color or a different taste, but that is completely cosmetic. That generic is regulated the same way, has the same efficacy and safety as the branded does. So we say go generic whenever you can. You could save a boatload of money.
You and I are sort of talking about the flu here. If we were talking about the cold, I want to ask you, what do you think of coldies or products like that?
So products, anything that's sort of in the, we looked at a sort of a series of supplements, everything from echinacea, zinc, vitamin C, garlic, probiotics. You can find it all at consumerreports.org. To wrap it all up, the majority of these products are probably not worth taking because the risk of side effects is there, and the evidence to show that they actually reduce your risk of getting a cold or cut a day off that cold is pretty scant. We have a bunch of suggestions otherwise, but I would say for the most part, supplements, skip them.
I'm so sorry to hear you say that. Because there's plenty of us who...
You must have a different experience. Tell me a little about, does it work for you?
All I know is that if I get it, I'm not religious about this, but if I get a scratchy throat and I'm quick enough in 24 hours, and if I get a lot of zinc going, it seems to marginalize my cold. No?
Well, you know what? That kind of makes sense. Now, for you, so that is true. Actually, the evidence does indicate that it can reduce your cold that starts just within 24 hours. So it's not horrible. But I got to say, if you take it all the time, you got to be aware it could cause nausea, stomach cramping, even vomiting. And, you know, taking it, you definitely do not want to take it, like, long term. Like, you don't need to take it every day.
Yeah.
It can cause a copper deficiency. So you got to be careful. I don't take supplements because they're not regulated the same way that medications are regulated by the FDA. But, you know, zinc, some people swear by it.
You guys also say something that's alarming, is maybe not the right word, but about vitamin C, that if you take too much vitamin C, I thought, heck, I pop a vitamin C every day during the winter. That's a good idea. You say that could lead to kidney stones.
Yes. You know what? That was surprising to us, too. Some literature, some studies have come out indicating there is an increased risk of kidney stones. And because of that, we suggest get your vitamin C from food. Leafy greens and any kind of citrus will go a long way toward vitamin C. The kidney stone is really, really painful if you've ever had one. And the benefit of that vitamin C, maybe having a shorter cold for us, I can't recommend it.
Right. If you told me, hey, John, life of longer colds or never have a kidney stone, I think I would say never a kidney stone. I'll take longer colds.
Exactly.
If that's
the
complication.
It's like the worst thing. Yeah. It's the worst thing ever.
By the way, just two last quick questions for you. One, one of our listeners wants to know, should a six-month-old baby get a flu shot? What's the age at which you get a flu shot?
Well, the answer is yes.
Really? Even at 6 months?
Well, let's see. I'm going to super double check. Now you got me questioning teens and adults. Yeah. Well, so that's a good question. I'm going to go with yes and double check. I would say double check with your pediatrician. There may be other considerations, but
yeah, right. Well,
you definitely want to ask.
You're not a doctor, so consult your physician.
That's right. There may be, you know, the physician may have very special instructions for that 6-month-old.
It's nice that all of the content of this, we'll wrap it up here, it's nice, Lisa, that all of this content is available for free online. Is that always the case with Consumer Report?
For a lot of the health content, it's all safety-driven. So our goal is to make sure that people understand the benefit of all the medications that they take and the risks, as well as the cost. And so in this case, there are a lot of risks with a lot of these medications, and we decided to make the entire I think this is a 14-page cover story. It's a tremendous amount of magazine real estate.
Yeah.
We put it online for free. Anybody can go take a look.
I noticed. Well done. And thanks for visiting.
Yeah,
no kidding. And then
and then
subscribe to the dang thing and, give them some money for all the effort down the road. It's a terrific publication. Lisa Gill.
Yes, that's right. No, we don't take any advertising.
Deputy content editor over there. All right, Lisa. Well, let's visit again. Thanks for your time.
Awesome. Thanks so much.